من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته اقتداء ولا لأذريته انقضاء، وانحسنت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته، ورضعت عظمته العقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البقاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى. وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى، وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لساحت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر.
Muhammad.
Congratulations to all of you on this occasion, the occasion of the Milad of Sayyidatu Nisa' al-Alameen, Fatimatu al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha. It's already late, and I had in my mind to talk about certain things regarding Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha's personality, but I think it I will just summarize my speech in 3-4 minutes and continue with the rest of the program for the children, inshallah. Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha is the tafsir of Surah Al-Kawthar, and the biggest blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided for us, because she is the one who serves as a rabit and wasita and means to connect the nubuwwat and imamat. If Hazrat Zahra salamullahi alayha was not there, then there wasn't any link between the nubuwwat and walayat and imamat. And she is the first happiness in the household of the Holy Prophet and Hazrat Khadija sallallahu alayhima wa ala alayhima. When As ibn Wa'il, one of the kuffar, came and he ridiculed the Holy Prophet and made fun of the Holy Prophet by saying that the Prophet is abtar. Abtar in Arabic means someone who's who doesn't have any lineage, someone who has a broken end. And Prophet got upset upon that insultive remark towards him. That was the time our Mufassireen say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayat of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Kawthar, these ayat of Surah Al-Kawthar, which is of course the misbah of Surah Al-Kawthar, is Hazrat Zahra salamullahi alayha, who constitutes the الخير الكثير, the abundance in khair and goodness. in every aspect of her personality. Please read, say salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
This is the only lineage of Hazrat Zahra who is in the greatest abundance. This is the only lineage, the lineage of Hazrat Zahra salamullahi alayha, which has the highest blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala awarded. And again, like I always say in my speeches, this is because Hazrat Zahra salamullahi alayha deserves that, and she has earned that greatness because of her taharat and cleanliness, because of her morality and piety. And we have the hadith from Hazrat Zahra salamullahi alayha herself, which is where she says that, and I would end my speech here, because she says that man as'ada ila Allah khalisa ibadatihi ahbata Allah azza wa jalla hu afdala maslahatihi. Whosoever sends the sincere and khalis ibadat and worship of Allah, the sincere and khalis worship towards Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides the most superior of his maslahat for that person. So the highest level of salah and benefit and maslahat and goodness and khair and blessings which we find there is provided for Hazrat Zahra is because she is the one who performed the highest level of sincere ibadat towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, we learn that he says that my mother, you know, she used to do ibadat so much that her feet became mutawarrim. They got swollen. So the ibadat of Hazrat Zahra subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Zahra alayhi salatu wasalam towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, were so high in its sincerity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided her with those great blessings. And one of those great blessings is that she is the Ummul A'imma, the mother of 11 greatest Imams who are superior than all the prophets of God, other than the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
And another blessing, another result of her greatness is the gift that the Holy Prophet gave to her, which was in the form of the tasbih of Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha, which Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that whosoever performs the tasbih of Hazrat Zahra and does not move his position. I have written the hadith, let me read the exact text for you. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, that is in Kafi, he says, man sabbaha tasbih Fatima, Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam, qabla an yusammiya rijlayhi min salatil fariwa, ghafar Allahu lahu. Whosoever performs the tasbih of Hazrat Zahra before he changes his sitting position, Allah forgives all of his sins. And this is the gift that the Holy Prophet gave to her. And you know, and what is mentioned in the hadith, that if there was anything better than this, Prophet would have given that to her daughter. So basically, there wasn't any other gift better than this tasbih. So we find, which is also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Holy Quran, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. Do a lot of dhikr, do a lot of remembrance of Allah. And when somebody asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that if we perform the tasbih of Hazrat Zahra after every prayers, is it counted to be dhikran kathira? Is it counted to be a lot of remembrance? Is it enough for dhikran kathira? And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam replied that this is among the, a lot of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we have the, we have this good behavior that we always remember to perform the tasbih of Hazrat Zahra, if whether you read any other dua after you are done with the prayers or not, but you always read the tasbih, you will be counted among those people who remembered Allah a lot. Because these are the ones who are successful on the Day of Judgment. And this is a guarantee for the sa'adat given by Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. For every person who reads the tasbih of Zahra, he will not die from this world except becoming sa'id and sa'adatman from this dunya. So that was the gift given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And we have a responsibility to remember the role of Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha in our times and at all times, and to remember our responsibility towards the love of Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha and towards the love of her children, that means the 11 Imams which are born from her lineage, which is considered to be part of our responsibility and part of our obligation of Iman, that we love the Imams and we obey the Imams and we obey the concept of their Walayat and Imamat, and we disassociate ourselves from the enemies of the 12 Imams and the enemies of Hazrat Zahra Salamullahi Alayha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of the mu'mineen and mu'minat, especially our mu'mineen in different countries in the Islamic Ummah, and also all of you respectable brothers and sisters, and give all the mu'mineen the tawfiq to perform and to follow the footsteps of Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha. Thank you very much. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفار والمنافقين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين لا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين.